This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Friday, Friday, Friday. BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe. Thank you guys for starting the day off with us. Appreciate that. The weekend is officially here.
Mm-hmm.
Adding individuals to an invitation who weren't even invited. There is something called RSVP etiquette. And some people just do not follow it.
It's really tough.
How many of you have lost a friend over something as small as an RSVP? Morgan has. And she says if this is how her friend is going to react over the situation, then she doesn't want to be friends with her to begin with. Now, here's the situation. Here, take a listen. Morgan writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I thought you might get a kick out of this because months back, you had a similar conversation. My sister gets married this July. I helped with all the invites and the invitations. She sent one of her best friends from college, who is a single mother, an invite to attend her wedding. Mind you, this wedding is adults only, and everyone seems to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
After I received her friend's RSVP in the mail, she added all three of her children, who were all under the age of 12, to the invite. Well, my sister politely had to call her and tell her there were no kids. And even though she felt really bad, she just doesn't have a place at the wedding for her, plus all three of her children. Her friend got offended, told her that if her kids cannot attend, then neither can she. Who is in the wrong here? Because she has since not spoken to my sister, and it's been almost 2 months. Who would think this is okay to do something like that?"
That's all right, weird. That is weird wild. Vibes.
That's pretty ballsy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Hey, here's your invitation. It has your name and your name only on it. Okay, cool. I'll add three. What?
What? Yeah, that's simply not how that one works.
I don't know. I'm at a loss here. Morgan, how can your sister be in the wrong here? Of course she's not. It's her wedding. She can invite anyone she wants. But to just simply take an RSVP and add your family tree to it? What?
Yeah, no. You can't do that.
No, you can't do that. That's just something you can't do.
585-252-9800. Love to hear from some of you guys on this. Wedding season is creeping up on us.
Yeah.
And I've been to a handful of weddings. The last wedding I went to, my cousin was getting married. they sent me an RSVP, and it was just my name on it. But at the time, you know, I'm flying in from LA. I had my girlfriend that I was dating for more than 7 months. I called my aunt and I said, hey, here's the situation. She's coming back to the Rock. She's going to meet my family, go to the film festival. Is it okay if she attends? I'm happy to pay for her plate. They said, oh, no, we didn't realize that. We'll be happy to add her. Mm-hmm. But I asked. If it was a no, no problem. You know, I'll figure it out. But at the same time, I didn't just take it upon myself to say, plus one.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah. No, for sure.
We have...
I've been in the opposite situation, though. Like, I have had someone verbally say to me that I could bring a guest and then switch up and be like, actually, like, numbers are tight, money's tight.
Our hands are
like
tight.
That.
It fell through.
And they're like, you can pay for them. And I had no problem doing that. I mean, it's just like things are constantly changing. And at the end of the day, like, it's your wedding. Like, one more time for the people in the back. Like, it's not your day to accommodate others. It's your day to accommodate yourself and your spouse.
We have Vicky like, waiting on what? Hold. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning. I heard you guys yesterday talking about the destination weddings, but I know I'm late on that topic. But, you know, as far as, like, you know, when inviting, like, other people, like, individuals as guests, I really don't see the issue if you're going to bring somebody, I mean, especially even if they're own kids, you know, like plus ones and all that. Yeah.
Because you're turning it into a vacation. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, why am I going to go someplace all on my own or go and say, okay, I'm leaving you forever or for a few hours? It just doesn't seem right to me. If you're going to invite one person, let them bring their significant other. Let them bring their kids. I mean, that's the whole point of having these events and celebrations. Wouldn't you want to have, like, everybody there to celebrate with you?
No, not if I'm paying for it, no.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd be embarrassed to send out an invitation to people, like people I know and love. I mean, like a wedding. And say, hey, we're inviting you and only you.
Yeah, but Vicky, you know that costs money, right? Clearly. And it's not coming out of your pocket. Why would
you
it be okay?
A wedding, don't get married. You know,
oh, wow.
I mean, if you can't afford that, don't
but, like,
do it.
It kills me when people are like, it's so selfish, like wedding, when in regards to wedding stuff. Like, yeah, I think the point of getting married is selfish. Like, you're getting married for yourself and for your partner. You're not getting married for anybody else. I would argue that planning a wedding and executing a wedding is for yourself.
Right.
Well, yeah, if you're going to invite one person, don't make them come by themselves. I mean, like,
Vicky,
how much fun is it going to be for somebody if they're doing that?
But, so
like, you know, just call me.
I'm assuming you obviously agree when we read Morgan's message here. You're totally with the fact that it's okay to add your all of your kids and whoever you want to the invite list. That's what you're
right.
saying.
I mean, well, yeah, because it's like you're expecting me then to you know, buy a dress, buy a gift, and then have to spend even more money to get a sitter because
Whose
I'm not able to bring them.
That's...
So you're asking,
what's cheaper? Getting a sitter, one sitter for the week, or getting three plane tickets and then another hotel room and then meals to, like, let's realistically
well,
think
the
about
kids
this.
Are having the are going somewhere and having fun, not, you know, not sitting at home while we're all having like the time of our lives.
Vicky, I'm sorry. You got to figure it out because at this point you could bring the kids on the trip. They're just not going to the physical wedding. Like,
yeah,
that's what it comes down to. And I think this is a rare case because it is a destination. Go have a fun time with your family, but they're not coming to the ceremony. They're not coming to the reception. They're not coming to the after party. They can go on an excursion or go lay out by the pool.
Well, we're not even like pinpointing destination weddings here. It could be any invite, any RSVP.
Yeah, it could be any invite.
There's
yeah.
etiquette that comes with it. And you adding your family tree onto the invite list because you want them to come is I don't see how that's okay.
It's goofy.
I mean, it's not like I'm bringing like 10 kids or something like that, but just even like making them feel left out a little bit. It just feels rude to
me. How old
are
your kids?
They're 7 and 5.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm going to be like whipping anything out and like feeding a baby during the ceremony or anything like that.
I know.
Have you ever heard of the differentiation between adult activities and children activities? Like, do you feel left out when your kids go on a play date? Like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, but just don't even bother to invite me. Like, if you're not allowing me to bring, you know, to have my whole family there because we do things as a family, then just don't invite me or just like, hey, Vicky, you know, we're doing this, but you can't bring your family. And I'll be like, okay, then I'm not coming.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Vicky, because you're making my skin crawl. Is the person who sent you the RSVP, what you're doing is you're ignoring their boundaries. So if your name is on that invite, it doesn't mean you start adding your family to the list. You realize this is going to cost the person money who invited you.
So if you
and that money is clearly not coming out of your pocket. So explain to me what gives you the right, because if it was your wedding day, I guarantee you that you wouldn't be going out of your way to try and accommodate all of your friends' kids.
Please, you will understand. Someday when you get married and you have kids, you will understand.
There's no kids at my wedding.
You know, it's so cute. Every time somebody says, you'll get it when you have kids. I can't wait for that day. I'm literally going to pop out a kid just for the principal. At this point, I'm wondering, I'm asking all moms, all dads out there, when you have a kid, do you completely lose your individual identity? Because if you get invited to a girls' dinner, you're like, I can't come without my kids. I don't want them to feel left out. Like, how does that work? Because I'm just confused. Because if you're not, as a parent, creating time and space for just yourself, I fear that that is a problem. I do. If you can't even step away for a wedding for a couple hours, we got some bigger fish to fry here.
I'm sorry, like anyone who doesn't want to include their kids in having a good, fun, memory-making moment, they're just monsters. Like, right. Just like...
Hey, yeah, listen, you're entitled to your...
On other people's dime.
You're entitled to your opinion, Vicky, but I got to wrap this up. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm.
You always end it with... Okay, let's go over to... A couple texts coming in. I don't know. I have a headache. Naya says, this woman, no. It drives me nuts how some people feel so entitled to do what they want when they want. If someone is getting married, they're going out of their way to pay for you to be there to celebrate their day, their special day. You don't get to dictate and add to the list.
Yeah.
Give me a break. What's up, guys? This woman sounds like my aunt who pulled the same crap at my wedding. I invited her and her husband, my aunt and uncle. They show up with their two young kids that we had to find seats for.
That's crazy.
It was an all-adult wedding. This Vicky woman is incredibly selfish.
No, like, and to put it on other people is wild. Like, this is your problem now. Not my problem. Sorry. See ya.
I guess when you do get married, it is a chance for you to just kind of be selfish because it is your day. It is about you, you know? And I know there's some people want their loved ones there. They do. But not people like Vicky.
No.
it's too much. Don't let an RSVP ruin the relationships you have with some people, you know?
Yeah.
But then, like Morgan's case, what are you going to do? Some people show their true colors. You know, if you don't want to go to the wedding because your kids aren't invited, then you just don't go.
Right.
It is what it is. We got to take a quick break, guys. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The one thing we're not going to do on this show is reward bad behavior, and the bad behavior just keeps spilling out.
Never will.
Ontario County employees drank alcohol at the county courthouse during the workday during the last fall event that was election day.
In the courtroom?
Doing all the polls. Yep. Doing all the polls.
Time to get after it.
There's a lot happening. A lot of surveillance video coming to the surface. And as a part of the internal investigation, 20 employees at Ontario County District's Attorney's Office were interviewed. And it's not looking good.
Yikes.
So the Fall Fest is a tradition dating back to the county's previous district attorney. That includes games, a cook-off, an extended lunch break, but no alcohol during the workday. That's just simply wasn't the case for what happened this past November 5th. It was reported that around 12:50 p.m., there was a lot of people engaging in those activities. And, they dressed up as pretty disturbing murderers, serial killers, things of that nature. It wasn't great. I don't know if you were here for
the keg stands.
Yeah, I don't know if you were here for when that dentist did something similar to this in like a racial way. But, you can't do things like this, especially when there's so many surveillance and videos and all this stuff. They had champagne with orange juice. They had liquor, alcoholic seltzers, mixers.
I do love a good mimosa.
On the job, though?
Brunch.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm drinking all. Literally have one of the most important events, or jobs, I should say, during one of the most important events. Can't be drinking.
No.
Can't be boozing.
This isn't Dingus Day.
It's literally the busiest day of the year. Why would you want to be screwed up for that? November 5th?
It blows my mind that you don't think it's going to end up on the 6 o'clock news.
Right.
Or on this show, for that matter.
It's very inappropriate.
If there's one thing Breezy and I don't do,
it's reward bad behavior.
Coming up on PXY Mornings, it's show and tell. Intern Joe, Breezy, and myself, we're all going to share something we brought in from high school and tell you why this one item is so special. Also, if I'm the only one who followed through and brought something in, there's going to be hell to pay.
Joe, let's take a walk.
That's coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Yeah. Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy, it's show and tell. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and of course, intern Joe. Yesterday, we agreed that each of us would bring in something from high school to share with the class. Nothing crazy, just something you have accidentally held on to.
I love how every time Moose does something, it's an accident. He's like, I accidentally went to Wegmans. I accidentally held on to things for 45 years. it's not an accident. That's a very, very...
Well, listen, I think doing something like this, regardless of how old you are, I think it's healthy. Just picking up an item that's close to your heart and sharing why this item is sentimental, what have you. I don't know. Who cares? It only makes sense, though. I brought this in this morning for show and tell because both of these clowns sitting across from me ganged up on me on Monday for saying that we as a society should normalize stuffed animals or emotional support devices. So this morning I brought in Mr. Aquarius.
Say hi. Hi, Breezy.
Oh my God. You're going to end up on a list.
This is
go in deeper.
This is a stuffed animal that I've had since senior year of high school, and it was in my parents' closet. And I
in your parents' closet or your closet in your parents', because that makes a huge difference as well.
It makes a big.
It was in my old bedroom in my closet at my parents' house.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
And I accidentally
role playing with it.
I accidentally came across it, and so
accidentally. Right, of course. Went hunting for it. Went, drove to Greece to find it.
He did.
So I've always held on to it, and yeah, it's a little brown teddy bear.
Why is it so sentimental?
It's got the tag still on it, and in the chest it says Aquarius. And so this was a gift in high school, and so I've always held on to it.
But why? Go on, go deeper. You know, it's really important if you're really going to reflect. We got to reflect fully.
It was a gift from ex-girlfriend senior year of high school.
Right.
And by the way, what did you bring in? Because both of you, I'm looking, and you have nothing. You both look like you came in empty-handed. So tell me, I'm the only one doing this.
You're the only one doing this.
I fear to say this is your intervention.
You guys suck.
We brought you here today to tell you it's time to let go. It's time to just leave the past in the past.
It's not that I'm hung up on my ex-girlfriend from senior high school. It's not what it is. It's just this is the only... I don't know. Don't you... When you have something for...
She's calling.
When you have something for so long, don't you like...
You found it in the bottom of your parents' your closet at your parents' house. What do you mean?
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bridget Lucchesi. I hear that you're hanging on to your bear, so I thought I would call
the childhood psychologist. Right. Read him to filth, Bridget.
Oh, my God. Hi, Bridget. What's up?
Well, let's see. Let me ask you a few questions. So the bear came from the girlfriend, not from when you were a baby.
Yeah, senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So one of the things with bears and blankets and those things from kids is typically transitional, right? From mom to feeling okay on your own. But for you, usually you pick that like at 6 months when you're a baby. So you kept it when you were in your teenage years. So probably all it means is it represents a connection to simpler, more carefree times. So I have to take up for him.
Okay, so I was 18 at the time, yeah. I mean, I had a driver's license, you know.
Right. He was a legal adult, Bridget.
You're not keeping it for comfort and to reduce your anxiety. You're simply keeping it. It's a valuable keepsake from childhood. Represents a
that's a toss-up, truly.
Every time.
Right.
I don't think he's still hooked on his girlfriend.
I don't think so either.
In the past.
No, I don't think so. I mean, don't get me wrong. Was she my first for everything? Yes.
Right.
But... Yeah. I don't know. This is for whatever reason. It still has the tags on it, and it's sentimental. I don't know if it's sentimental because it came from her or just because I've had it for so long. Like, what would be the point of throwing this away? What would be the point of that?
There's no point in throwing it away.
There's no point.
He can keep it. I'm going to defend him. He can keep it.
I would donate it for a second life.
You know, it probably is. I mean, you think about first loves; they are very special. It doesn't mean we want to go back to them. It just is a good memory, and you want to keep it.
Yeah, so, like, I'll give you,
you're not carrying it to work like Linus, and
he
dragging
brought it, to work
it like a blanket. So.
Well, hold on. Bridget, here's another thing that I've kept that's sentimental to me. My first job I ever had was at PacSun at the mall at Grace Ridge, and my first paycheck was $45. I went right down to Circuit City, and I bought a red Motorola pager. That pager I've had it since I was 16. It's upstairs in my desk right now. So I've held on to that because it's a good core memory of the first thing I've ever purchased with my very first paycheck.
When does it become a hoarding issue, Bridget? Please enlighten us.
It sounds like you're very sentimental and you like remembering those milestones in your life, which there's nothing wrong with that. But if your house does look like a hoarder, then she has a point.
I'm not saying that it does. He does. His space is tidy, but the things that he keeps are very questionable.
I don't see why, though, why that's questionable.
I also like...
It's not questionable. I'm going to defend him. It's not questionable.
The fact
that
you've, like, moved around across the country a couple times over, like, I can't believe all of these... Where are you keeping all of these things? You're bringing them?
Well, it's just one of those things where I just feel like... I don't know. There's a lot of guilt if I were to throw something like this away. There's a lot of guilt behind it.
I don't want to go there, but while we have Bridget here, so it's, you know, softens the blow a little bit. When did you, like, lose your virginity? Is this tied to that? Or, like...
What does that have to do with
the first for everything? You're like, what's going on here?
No, I lost. I don't know. I can't remember. It was August 10th.
If you're
no, what's the, who can't, it was the August.
He goes, I can't remember. I'm not that sentimental. August 10th at 5:52 p.m.
No, it was 6:45 p.m. 2000.
He goes, I still have the underwear framed.
2002. But yeah, this bear came from that person, but that was before that took place. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's a nice bear. And you can't buy this anywhere anymore.
She was courting you. She was courting you.
She was.
With the bear. Wow.
I don't know. Hey, Bridget, I don't know what this is right now. I don't know what we're doing, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Well, I'm trying to defend you a little bit.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah.
Your time is up, Bridget. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good weekend, Bridget.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too.
She helped zero. So it's Joe and I versus you and Bridge.
Guys?
Make my life complete full circle moment. I want the ex-girlfriend to call in. Where is she? Where are you?
I couldn't tell you. Listen. Here's what this comes down to. And all of our friends listening right now, do not be ashamed of having an emotional support blanket, a stuffed animal. I don't care what it is. Sometimes we need that for anxiety in our life. Don't feel bad about that. I know adults that bring their blankets into work.
You found it in the closet of your parents' house like 3 days ago. What? He's like, I hold on to it. It's like it has dust bunnies on it.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.